Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love is now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. It only takes seconds for burglars to break in with a bump key. So to make sure that your automotive, residential, and commercial properties are protected, trust JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths. They're the key to sensible security. They're an authorized multi-lock dealer with high security solutions for home or business that is true intruder resistant. For more information, call 727-474-6906 or visit the shop at 13030 Starkey Road in Largo. JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
We got the cameras in the studio.
That's for real. Welcome
Tampa Bay. This is our first TV show.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that exciting?
Look, we're like the Coupon Mafia.
Come on,
now,
come
right?
on here. Yes, that's okay. You know, it's because of my friend Mark. He came through with me for a suit. There's a big difference between being on for radio, right? My son does hair.
You'd say that, but we are on YouTube.
We are on YouTube. That's
live
true,
on
too.
YouTube.
We're live on YouTube.
Absolutely.
But it is interesting, this TV, how we have to be entertaining. And I'm learning that from the owner of the studio. Whereas normally, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, radio, right? And I look at more of it's an infomercial for my clients versus doing entertainment. Because people are going to stay in for entertainment purposes if you're entertaining them.
Yeah, that's right.
So what I was thinking of doing, because I wasn't prepared for this one, like to do it correctly, right? Just to be real. And maybe you shouldn't say that.
We're winging it.
We're spontaneous.
You know, the guy right. said, hey, look, let's look at this one, see what we do wrong, and then... You know, as we do the next one,
and we're not going to do anything wrong at all.
Right? So
we're just going to be our own like jerks in here.
Right. And what I want to do is have a comedy section where we spend like 10 minutes doing jokes.
Okay.
Right, and then you learn a joke.
Oh, man, that sounds so dangerous.
I'm
going
to have to Google this one. It's going to be obviously, you know, fit for children,
right?
Yeah.
YouTube.
What do you think? Do a joke section, and then what he was saying is we can go to restaurants, right? And we can do a cooking show. Like we take the TV crew there. That would be entertaining.
I think there's a lot of fun stuff we can do. These guys, they're totally portable. You see, they set up right out here. Right. They're doing a great job. I'm sure that they can do it wherever we need to.
Right, and I would like to say this too. Anybody that needs video, right? Video
That's
work
right.
or TV work, I'd like to give Greg that information to him, like to our clients. Because not only do we need it, but also, you know, with today's age for YouTube, he can come out there and set up a real professional YouTube video for the clients that represents them.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, obviously you have all the contacts to help a lot of small and pop shops. And I mean, you have a great platform. I mean, you have a lot of good contacts. So, I mean, obviously if they need any sort of advertisement, we have a gentleman that does a digital advertisement. You do the paper advertising. Now we got a TV station here in the house and a radio station. I mean, yeah, what more can you ask more?
And then we back it up with a coupon book that we flood the market with. Yeah. And what I'd like to do is have our first guest. And then who's lined up to be the first guest?
Well,
let's get them going.
Let's get her out of the way. Get her first, and then she's just going to be going over a couple of things she's doing in the community, and then we'll have her go
okay,
next.
We're, cause
can
what,
you
move
here a second? Do you mind?
Yeah, what we're doing with the show is we do community outreach, right?
Right.
Yes.
And so what we do is, like, we had an event, which you guys, was your event, where you actually got a proclamation letter from the city of Clearwater.
And what he's referencing is the Hispanic Heritage Month that we did last year in October, and the city of Clearwater representatives were there, elected officials, and the mayor was there. there, and he presented a proclamation to our group, as a group.
Yes.
And we have Dina. She actually was one of the major organizers in the group that we did last year.
You want to hear this, too? Because our listeners don't know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was supposed to be 300 people showing up, right?
Yeah.
That was the plan for the porta potties and all that. That was the deal worked out with the clear water.
Yeah.
3,000 people showed up.
More than 3,000 people showed up, but yes.
Right.
It was radical.
Right, and that was amazing, right?
It was amazing. It was huge. It was a fantastic cultural event.
Right, and so by the way you guys did it, is the mayor of Clearwater took you guys serious. These guys can get 3,000 people to show up at an event?
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
That's amazing.
That was good.
That's amazing.
And then the cops had to come there and also do the parking.
Maybe less amazing.
It was amazing.
It was good. The Hispanic people, the Latinos showed up.
Right.
It was powerful. I mean, the community actually came together in an unprecedented way. I heard that it was historical, that it has never been done before. Even though there's other Hispanic and Latino events being done before, but this one was very unique in the way that it was done with the cultural experience and everyone dancing there. It was huge. It was amazing how everybody responded and came up forward.
And this year we're going to have it in Coachman Park, which is a bigger venue.
Oh, wow.
So that's something that we're working on right now. But Dina's also involved in so many different things. She's also involved, of course, she's also the owner of the Hispanic Farmers Market. And she's going to kind of go over what she's going over now. A new event coming up is called El Día del Niño, and she can go over that as well.
Yes, it so happens that culture, it just goes through, like music, barriers and biases and all of that, and it brings us together. And so this one is Mercado Cultural, which is a cultural market. And so it brings together all the Latin America, Central America cultures in a way that we celebrate each other. And so there's going to be a whole lot of folklore groups, children's. It's got to be.
You know what I was just thinking for entertainment purposes?
Yeah.
Like, because I really want to do the entertainment part of this.
Uh-huh.
Right? What happens if we do a TV show where we film people dancing?
We are dancing.
Right? Dancing, the music, and then we can film the food facilities.
Absolutely.
Is that a word, facilities?
You know, in English, American people do the electric slide. Well, we have one called El Caballo Dorado. Y El Caballo Dorado is a typical dance that everyone runs to the dancing floor, and everybody starts going around dancing, like it's really electrifying to see, you know, 300-400 people dancing like that at the same time.
And by the way, the Dia del Niño, the event's gonna be on the 20th of April, is from 1 to 7 p.m. in the evening at the Largo Central Park, and that's at 101 Central Park Drive in Largo, Florida, 33771. That's a zip code. If they need to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you?
Vendors, food vendors, artisans, you can call me at 727-331-4640.
And give us your website, your Facebook page as well.
Yeah, you can. We have the website, Instagram, Facebook, social media. It's CLW, Hispanic Farmers Market. .org.
Where's that located? In Tampa?
In Pinellas County.
Where?
We actually expanding and growing so much that we are moving. We having community events in different cities.
So what do you have stuff planned out for, say, May, June, July already?
It's cultural events. So it's linked to the dates that has to do with the culture.
Okay.
Like Cinco de Mayo.
So LD did, and I'm sorry, I'm going to mess this up. Totally not.
Yeah.
But El Día del Niño, that's a cultural event?
That is a cultural event. It's really big in Latin America. And so over there in our countries, we do a big thing for children. I mean, parades, children's parades, and all
that's entertaining.
Piñatas.
Right. So we can do that where we film the parade, entertaining.
Yeah.
You can see how we could work together, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is awakening a great community,
okay,
a sense of community.
I want to talk to you before you go, too.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. And
go
then how do we do this? Like, I know how to do it on the radio. Do you have go to our first guest? How do you do that? Like, how do you... Who comes in? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. Do we have anybody on the phones? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you have Leo's from Leo's Purple Haze?
Anybody in the line?
Okay, anybody?
Nope.
Or how do we get the first guest? Like, to come in. Who was it that's lined up for the first guest?
Okay, well,
this is all new to us, right?
Of course, of course.
Because on the radio, I could just say next guest,
right?
But on TV, you gotta have. So why don't we do this? Why don't you tell us? Actually, Vince, what do you do too? Like with this stuff that you do here,
the digital marketing,
Yeah. So I'm awmlocal.com, and what we do is we help merchants market their businesses digitally. So whereas Brian has this coupon book, that is just fantastic and brings brings these coupons and these values to consumers in the stores and the convenience stores, so on and so forth. What we do is we do social media, push your ads on Facebook, LinkedIn, pretty much you name it, whatever, X, all the social platforms. And so our job is to kind of bring these coupons and these savings out to consumers and give merchants a very attractive, from a cost standpoint, way of advertising. So if you need help on your digital marketing, awmlocal.com.
And I also want to share what I do for the community as well. My name is Angel Santiago. I'm also president and CEO of a company called R Community First, with the letter R. And it's a resource directory for folks that are in need. So if you're looking for food pantries, clothing, we help our local veterans. If they need any sort of assistance, just go on our site. Just plug in what you're looking for. It will direct you to the nearest not-for-profit organization to help your family. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what I do. And that's how I connected with Brian.
Yeah, and it is weird, like, if you believe this, and I was saying this earlier, is that you never look down on someone from a moral or spiritual hilltop. And,
amen.
Right? And you can't push or prod anybody, right?
Absolutely.
Your wife, you, or his friends. If someone wants to work, right, they have to want it, the desire has to come from within.
Right.
And I see myself working with some of the homeless people, right? And I notice, like, from my asset, if you've been homeless for 10 years, and I try to talk to some of them with dignity, I mean, really, seriously.
Respect.
Yeah. Respect. Mm-hmm. But, they have to have that desire within.
Right.
Because you can just keep feeding them. There's a passage in the Bible that talks about it.
Right.
Feed a man a fish, he eats for a day.
Yeah.
Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Well, one of the things that is very original from the evento cultural.
Can you help someone where you actually
is that
you hurt them?
Causing an impact in the community in which that we are helping people in situations of poverty, how to start up a business, domestic violence, and helping people come up and out. We have had job fairs. We have in orientations as far as how to start a business. And so we are a different community event. This is intentional and purposeful with a plan to make an impact in the community.
And I agree.
Very good. She's very passionate, right?
She's very passionate.
Okay.
We have to approach these things, Brian, with a holistic type of approach, right? It's not that you're just enabling. Right, we want to empower them. How do you empower people that are homeless? How do you empower people that are starving? How do you empower people that need jobs? Right. Well, you got to show them, point them in the right direction to get those skill sets. It's not just feeding you for today. It's like, what brought you there? First of all, how? Where can we get you to the next level? Do you have an address? Do you have a drug addiction problem? Can you be able to get counsel to help you overcome that first? Mm. You got to take baby steps, right? And then once they get over their addiction, now looking for jobs and housing, right? Get them housed, get them in public assistance, just get them started from there. Now looking for skill sets, for skills training, like, AMP skills, for example, where they teach you how job skills to get a job. How do you maintain a job? How do you fix your credit? How do you buy a home? And all of a sudden, they become part of the community. Mm-hmm. So it's not just feeding the homeless, it's finding out what caused it. And where can you point them to help them get out of that situation? And that's what our Community First is designed to focus all those different not-for-profit groups to help you with resources. And that's why we partner with individuals like Dina. She does the same things in the community. She's been doing this for many, many years. And it's just amazing for to see it. So when someone's out there homeless, I always tell people, right, I believe you should help the homeless because that person could be you. Just because you might
could be anybody.
It could be anyone. Like, you could have a storm and lose the house tomorrow, and you could be homeless tomorrow. So homeless people have this mindset. You the way you're dressed down. No. Anyone can become homeless.
You want to hear a really quick story? Just quick too.
Go ahead.
there was we were doing like we are around here, right? And I had the colonel on from the VFW, and also what is the thing on Bay Pines? What's that called? Where they do for the veterans?
The VFW there?
What is that? You know what it is?
Veterans Administration.
Veterans Administration. Yeah. So guess who I had on? The colonel. Right, the head person, you know, the colonel in that is like the top of the line. And she dealt with housing for the veterans. So you can't make this up. The guy that I had on was sitting right where you are, was a dance instructor. And he came dressed in a suit for the radio show. So now you really think this guy is well-to-do. So when we're doing the interview, right on the radio, he goes, I got a confession to make. What do you think his confession was?
Well, anyways, I'm not gonna.
That he's homeless.
Oh,
me too.
I didn't see that.
You can't even make that up, right? And he's staying in a shelter.
Wow.
Right.
You know, what,
wait, let me just say, and then the colonel got his phone number.
And oh, then I thought you were talking about the colonel.
The colonel, no, the guy that was interviewing, he was homeless and he was a dance instructor. But here he comes dressed in a suit to the radio show. Who would know it? You never know what's going on in someone's life.
Listen, I was homeless too. I was homeless at the age of 16, okay? I slept in the projects. I lived in my car, almost froze to death. Trust me, I was homeless. But what I realized that I went to a shelter with a, you know, for 18, 19-year-olds, whatever. I had some serious, crazy roommates. I checked their room for every hour of the day for drugs just to make sure they weren't doing drugs. Anyways, when I was there, I had two choices. I can either take that victim mentality and say, why me, and still just beg for money and not do anything for myself, or take the second choice and say, how can I change this, right?
Right.
So I decided the higher route. I'm a believer too. I'm very spiritual. I did a lot of praying, okay? So somewhere, I don't care what you believe in, but Creator, you have to be spiritually minded and grounded to overcome some of these challenges, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, right? So once you get that in place, I want to be better for tomorrow. I can do it. Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. What I did, I said, I got a job working at Chase as a mortgage file clerk. And I was the only one who had a car at the shelter. So from there, I kept going on. No one gave me anything. Okay? I worked for everything that I've gotten. So I tell people, if I can do it, you can do it.
Right.
You have to believe in yourself.
People need help. And I think the biggest thing people don't realize is that when you're homeless, right, you have so little resource. I mean, you may not have the ability to get a nice, you know, suit, and you might smell, and it might be very hard to get a job or not, or have cell phones, things that we're just completely used to having, or even a bank account, you know. And that's what your organization does, is it gives, I feel, a little bit of help and a little bit of hope that's needed to get someone rolling, because I think, I really don't think most, you know, there are obviously people that have, you know, mental handicaps and problems that hold them back, but even those people with help and with, you know, some assistance, they don't want to be living in that situation.
Right.
There's so much better ways to help people.
You know, I always tell people, if everyone's a millionaire, if you had a million, I had a million, will you pay your bills? Exactly, right? You pay your bills. But how do you get there?
Yeah.
Right? So obviously we're all responsible. We all want to do the right thing, but put us in that position to do
it. It's like, how do you eat an elephant?
Yeah.
One bite at a time.
All right, so let's talk about your notary thing there, Hans, right? Hans is from France. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's from France.
Hello, my name is Hans Mielen, and my fiance Jan Brandy, we started a company called Clearwater Mobile Notary.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got a mobile notary stamp at a previous job, and when I was in between jobs, we started a little business of Clearwater Mobile Notary. The majority of my clients they need our help because they're typically stuck in hospitals or rehabs or nursing homes, and they can't leave to get their documents notarized, like wills and healthcare surrogates and any other important necessary documents. So my business is that I go into there and help them out with that.
That's awesome.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. I was curious this. Let's say I get a document that's not notarized, but I have witnesses and I have everybody sign it, and I got all the necessary signatures that you would do, but not have the notary. Is that still a legal document?
To my knowledge, it's got to be a notarized, like legal documents.
Right, to make it legal, right?
For a notarization.
Right, because like a will would be an example.
Yeah, exactly.
What other things would you notarize? A contract?
Healthcare, surrogates, yeah. And they can be from person to person. It doesn't have to be through an organization.
Or power of attorney?
It's basically what the notary stamp is that it's stating that you are who you say you are and that your signature is not forged.
Right.
Because anybody could just make a document and forge a signature.
Well, what happens if someone doesn't have a will?
Yeah, right, because you're seeing this person in person.
And yes, and I'm required to ask them two questions. Are you signing of your own free violation, and you're understanding everything that you're signing?
That's a big word. What did you say?
Your own free violation.
Like violation? So, it sounds like you're being violated.
Your own free will.
Exactly.
Like nobody's forcing you to sign it. You're not signing.
Did you really say violation?
Your own free
will. Only you, Brian. Yeah. Only you, Brian.
Are you in a duress?
We're going to violate you if you don't sign.
Yeah. That's what Brian wants. So. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's we're like almost like making sure that there's no fraud. I mean, that's one of the
you know what the you know what the definition of will is? Like, think about this. It's like another word for it is what someone's thinking. You can even change the word will to thinking. What was you thinking of who you want to give? Because I'm going to go in the court and say, I knew my wife wanted me to have all the properties and all the houses. How she died, I don't know. But.
Can you notarize that, please?
All of a sudden,
you're glad you're not married.
You're feeling duress?
But another word for will is what the person was thinking, if you think about it. You can change it. How do you know what someone's thinking? Well, you put a will together. You can even change it to the word will to thinking. Mm. What was he thinking? Well, here's the will. This is what he was thinking. And it's notarized to prove that it's a legal document. So it's very important what you do, because I've seen fights among families. People that didn't have wills, didn't have them notarized. And how do you know what the guy was thinking?
Yeah, I have a quick question about that. Why is it that now you have to have two signatures and they want your address now?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, that's just to make sure that you are who you say you are.
Uh-huh.
Let's say Will Smith in Los Angeles signed it and Will Smith in Clearwater signed it. Mm-hmm. It's different people, but the address correlation that defines.
That's why they say there's no stupid question, because I didn't know the answer to it. Right? There's no stupid question.
I go to title. Well, I go to closings, so title companies. I see that there's a law now. You have to have two signatures, and they have to have the address. Of course, people use their business address. But I was curious why they changed that. You know, something new they implemented.
And then they don't do the stamp no more. You know that seal.
Yeah, they've
and then are people like they're taken back by that, because you think notary that maybe that seal?
Yeah, I've actually had people request it.
Right? Can you do it?
No, I can't. The government, when I applied through the notary application and got to become a notary, that
they just give you the stamp. What's to stop someone from stealing your stamp?
Well, they probably could.
What stops someone making their own stamp?
Well, the trick though is. Yeah, the trick is, though, that you have a log where you log down each one.
Right, I have a full logbook,
and so if you get a document that you do actually doubt its authenticity and someone is claiming that it has been notarized, you actually take that that number, you call up the notary, and you say, hey, was this actually the document that was signed?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a recorded log of that document so that you can actually verify it.
Wow, look at you. You know your stuff, don't you? I mean, who's been doing research, huh?
Smarty pants
over
here.
So I'll tell you, one of the things that we do have is we have commission numbers. So those are locked to our names, to our physical identities. So anything else that someone wants to grab from that, I mean, you got to be me to let it go, you know? So I had to do fingerprints. I had to do the whole nine. So, I mean, to be able to steal it, it's kind of a challenge. I mean, you could, but I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of hard to be the Hans.
Right. And then the price that you guys charge, now it's mobile notary, right? So it's important.
Right.
You will come to someone's house, right, mobily.
Yeah.
And then the people don't got to leave the houses.
Yes.
And that's important. And you charge a real fee of only $50.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of low, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
When you said $50.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, Brian.
Because I use your services is how I got you.
It is low, but that's...
Because you're taking the time.
We're doing a service for people,
can you give us your phone number again? What's your phone number?
Yeah, you want
to
do that?
So here, we've got... So if you want to call Hans, you're welcome to call him at 978-609-7800. And then if you guys want to email me as well, you know, I've got my email address here. A lot of times that's easy, too.
Okay.
So jbrandy 9341@gmail.com, and that'll be posted as well.
And then on the TV part of it, that's going to be on there. Your logo, your name, and your phone number are actually, when this is put on TV, you're going to actually have your, like right now on the screen is your phone number and the name of your company.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
How about with so many people coming into the country from anywhere else, sometimes people say we have letters of documents they have to, they want to notarize, but the document doesn't have their full name. Like, for example, in Latin America, we use two surnames, or sometimes the driver's license doesn't have the middle name. We use the middle names, and so have you found encountered that situation?
No, not as yet. And you know, my family is actually from another country, so I'm very aware of what you're talking about. My mother's side of the family, and so far it's been mainly just regular Americans that are here that have been here. So I haven't come across those as yet. We've also had a lot of clients that have called in that speak other languages, and you know, I'm like, oh, so now it's like time for me to like learn Spanish finally. It looked like I should have spoken it for the longest time. So you know, there is all kinds of different things, and you know, as our services is really to protect from fraud in the state of Florida. That's our services, and making sure that you know the people that are saying that they're the right people are there. So I'm like, I guess this whole thing moves.
I have done some work with Brazilian naturalization and getting a dual citizenship in Brazil, but I haven't run into a name problem yet. One of the barriers to our job is that the identification needs to match with some documents.
So in that ID, do you accept IDs from other countries?
Yes, I accept a photo identification regardless of the country that it's from.
All right.
That's really good stuff.
That's good to know that you can.
I need your business card before you leave.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And the phone number again.
Happy to help.
Yep, 970-609-7800. So a fun thing we like to do here is, all right, give me what's the math of the day?
On the phone number?
On the phone number. What's the math of the day?
Okay, let's see. 978-609-7800. How can we do that?
At the mall.
How can you remember that number? 978. Okay, so it would be 789, but put the phone number in front of the 9. So instead of 78, we do it backwards. We're dyslexic. 789-609.
Now I think we're just confusing people.
Oh, yeah. Brian, then, stop it.
Wait. The story behind the number.
Wait,
actually,
there's 2 7 8s there.
My number, that's the same number I've had for 20 years. It's a Northern Massachusetts number because I grew up in Massachusetts. And amazingly enough, I've been able to maintain the same number for 20 years. And
like,
I can't hold a job, can't keep a woman, I'm changing all that.
Okay, so, well, good. You know, they say behind every man is a good woman.
Yes.
Yep. And you present yourself professionally, and then you carry yourself professionally also.
I think when they say better half.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think so, too.
Well, it takes one to know one, my friend. Yeah. And, you know, it is an honor to sit beside you guys as well and all that you're doing in our community, because I know of this, your before five job.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. You know, empowering people that have been through it and not have any hope, and people are spitting on them and treating them poorly. We're all humans. We were talking before. Yeah. I mean, no one's better than anyone else. No one's less than anyone else. We're all equal. We're all walking this life together.
Right.
And it's
why I say servant to God.
Why?
The reason why it says servant to God, they chose that word servant. Who's the lowest position in the household?
The servant.
Yeah. So that means there's no one above.
We're all servants
to God, right?
Amen.
We're all equal.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Right?
That's good.
Very good. Beautiful. Okay, let's be entertaining. Who can tell a joke here?
Oh, man.
Let's go around the room. Tell a joke.
I don't got anything.
So there was this cat.
Oh, gosh. He's
and
got
this
one.
Mouse.
Come on, brain.
Now,
God, please
keep
help.
It,
okay,
all right, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, it's a cat and a mouse. They both died on the same day.
Uh-huh.
So they go up to heaven, right?
Uh-huh.
So the mouse goes on his way and the cat goes on his way. Then the mouse comes back to Peter and says, Peter, you know, I thought that this heaven's so big. Can you give me some roller skates? And then he goes, okay. And so the mouse can roller skate around heaven and stuff, and he's really enjoying it. Then the cat comes back, and then Peter goes, well, what do you think of heaven, Mr. Cat? He goes, just when I thought it couldn't get any better. I realized you guys had Meals on Wheels. Is that kid friendly?
No, that's kid friendly. And good with job. That being said, that's a food truck park out there. Ken, what's that food truck out there?
That's Fat Jack's, baby. Hey. They're filming him. He's making food fresh. Oh, and they're going to be bringing it in here.
Okay. I heard something.
Yeah.
So, I did hear something.
So I was driving here, right? Uh-huh. And the sheriff got behind me.
Oh, man.
I got scared, right? So Daddy put his sirens on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And do you know what I did? I wouldn't pull over. You know why? I just kept going. Then finally he says, pull over. So I pulled over. Then he comes up to the truck and he goes, you know, I get off in 5 minutes. I get off at 5 o'clock. It's raining outside. If you can give me something that's never happened before, that no one's ever told me, I'm going to let you go.
This is a joke.
No, this is a true story.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Stop it.
Yeah, so then I told him, my wife left me for a sheriff 5 years ago. And I thought you were bringing her back to me.
He had you going, huh?
So let's go. Let's give a joke.
That's good. They're too dirty.
No, do a
joke. No, that's the only one that comes to mind is too dirty. You can't. You got it?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, dear.
Let's do a joke.
What's the dentist's favorite hour?
Grab a chair for a second. Oh, okay. That's a good one.
What's the dentist's favorite hour?
Yeah.
What?
2:30.
That's it.
30?
Yeah, that you know what the Chinese guy said? I don't know if this is appropriate anymore. No, but the Chinese guy,
children friendly.
I know, but the Chinese guy, he called up for his tooth. You know the Chinese with their dialect. He goes, I'm calling up because my tooth hurts. And then the guy goes, Mr. Wang, your appointment's at 11:30. No, my tooth hurts. Is that appropriate or no?
I don't know. I guess, yeah, stick to... Yeah.
Stick. That was my... So
don't quit your day job. Just don't quit your day job.
That's I think the viewers have gotten their maximum fill.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So you know, Brian, no one really knows that much about you. Tell us a little bit about you. Like, what got you into this, you know, doing your own radio station and doing the coupon book? Like, how many years you been doing that for?
40 years.
40 mm-hmm. years.
Yes.
Well, did you see someone do it? Someone told you? Some family member did it? A friend tell you about it?
A company started the coupon book, this is 40 years ago, and they went out of business.
Okay.
It was called ABC, American Buyers Co-op.
Okay.
And then I just took over from there. American right? And the only reason I did it is because it was day labor, right? Mm-hmm. And then this is back when there were classified ads, and they said, if you make a deal, we'll pay you daily.
Okay.
Nope.
That's what caught my eye.
Hi. We got Tammy in the house.
Tammy in the house. Look at her. She looks like she's dressed for TV.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what's going on?
We have a food truck in the parking lot. You guys Woo-hoo. Need to come and check it out. We got Fat Jack's on wheels. Previously, Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor.
Ooh. Wow.
And mm-hmm. they call me Fat Brian, so there you go.
No, they don't. Stop. You actually look very nice today, I gotta say.
That's it, Fat Brian. And then there's the big boss. That's
very
it. So,
nice today.
So then, do we go outside?
Well, what we're gonna do in a few minutes is we're gonna get a little shot, but there's no audio out there right now because of the rain.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about the truck while we're showing the truck. Outside, but it's going to be in a couple minutes. I just wanted to let everybody know, hey, if you're listening, come out and check it out because he has the best cheesesteaks in Tampa Bay.
So I hear.
He does.
I feel like this needs to be a thing.
He's making us some right now.
What? Wow, yeah, that's good. I saved my appetite for Fat Jack's.
And save your appetite for the cultural event of April 28th.
Yes.
All right.
This looks amazing. We have a whole lot of food trucks over there, food vendors. And so of all kinds, Cuban food, Mexican food, Puerto Rican food. So get yourself ready for that
Very
one.
Good.
Very good.
What day is that?
April 28th at Largo Central Park from 1 to 7.
Oh, very nice. Good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Right.
Your last event went really well. There was over 3,000 people there.
Right.
It was amazing.
Right.
How many people?
Over 3,000, it was great.
Yeah, and we promoted that on the radio for a month before the event.
Yes, we did. We're promoting that. Yeah,
right.
Thank you
did.
Thank
All
you
right. Well, I'm going to go back out here, but I shall return.
Awesome. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to go to our sponsor, and I get a little code from my guy, and that's how I know. I'm learning as we go. I really don't know what I'm doing, but let's go to our sponsor.
Awesome. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love. It's now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime, and it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you, and let your home's beauty shine through. If you want the best, you better call Merit. 888-6-5-8-WASH. If you want the best, call Merit.
Bet you wash it. 888-6-5-8-WASH.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Very good. You know, that's Fat Jack's, and I really mean this, like in my heart. Like, you have passion. There's times that I'll talk about a client, and I know it's my job to say good things about them. I do. But I passionately say this about Fat Jack's. He really does make the best steak and cheese. And how you can get them is it's food truck. It's the best grub on wheels. Think of that. And then you can go to Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop on Facebook. And then you can just Google him. It's the new food truck. And he makes everything fresh to order. So, like, what he was doing here is why the sandwiches weren't ready for us when we came here. He has this, like, you know, like when you get food fresh, right?
He was out there making it right there.
Right fresh there. Fries, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
I started drooling as soon as I seen the truck.
You know, the trick to getting hot fries at McDonald's is, say you don't want it with salt, right? And then they may have to make the French fries fresh.
Yes.
Right? Is there a difference between having fresh food made fresh versus food that's been sitting around?
Always best fresh.
Yeah, so he's going to be coming in here with the steak and cheese sandwiches that you're going to see. And it's going to be real interesting. So what I wanted you to do is, if you don't mind, if you can just say a little prayer. And then just for a few minutes, like say a minute. Okay. So give a prayer out to the people out there, like to get there. I believe in my heart, I'm being told there's someone out there that needs a healing prayer. And if you are watching us on TV, or if you're listening to us on the radio, what I'm going to ask you to do is put out a healing prayer for someone that needs healing. It can either be of your heart, because you're emotionally not feeling good, or it could be physical, right? Because physically, you know, it also happens.
Or you're in need.
And
hopefully God will help, you know, bring to those what they need.
Wow. I love you, Vince.
And the main thing is the first thing we want to start with. You ask for God to come into you. You say, Father, send Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. And open up your heart. Open up your door and your chest. And ask them for them to come. Father, send them into everybody that is listening on this radio. All that are afflicted. All. Ask for Jesus to come into you. You open your heart and you welcome the Holy Ghost. And you hope and you welcome Jesus Christ to come in. And it's like this. God says you pray, you shall receive. And if you have a mustard grain of faith, this little bit of faith, but if you have a lot of faith, my faith is
immense. Open yourself up to it, right?
Yeah. And the only thing you have to do is say, Father, you sent Jesus here, your only begotten Son, and he healed. He told the people, the one lady just touched the hem of his dress, a hem of his garment, and was healed instantly from bleeding profusely all the time. She was healed. The faith of what we have is immense. If you just look and focus towards God and have faith, that's the key. If you have faith, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done, because that is all you need, is that little bit of faith and just one word.
And God is healed in you all, in us all.
And it is in all.
And use that power.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And as we are all together, we are all together, and we all agree to this prayer. And we all say, yes, we are in agreement. We receive it. I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's fantastic.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to go on. There's, that's so wonderful, too, to have the Spirit of God. Because if you have the Spirit of God,
If you need help, right. Ask for it.
Right.
Always ask.
It's physical, mental.
That's right.
But if you take care of your spiritual side, the physical and mental will take care of itself. Because if you're spiritually connected to God, and that means like you don't stress, right? You
open yourself up to the good things that can come to you.
Right. And also, and it's important too, is to not stress out.
Yeah.
Right?
The prayer cements
right. What
you need and how you feel.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you also have to remember, when Jesus ascended to heaven, he says, I leave you with peace. And the only thing you have to say is, my Father said, Jesus, the Holy Ghost come into me, and I receive the peace because Jesus left me with peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to go to it. There's a new Thai restaurant that just opened up in Tampa, right? And what I want to do is this, is say to people, and I probably say the name wrong, but it's Benjur Ong Thai of Tampa. And where it is, it's on Dale Mabry, 14402 North Dale Mabry Highway. That's Tampa, Florida. So that's 14401 Dale Mabry Highway, and it's called Benjur Ong Thai Tampa. So the thing I had with my daughter is this. I asked her, I said, you know what? Who is better? We go to this Chinese restaurant or the Thai restaurant? Who's better? And then let me just finish this story here.
No,
okay?
I want to hear this one.
Okay.
Are we still saying jokes?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is, so who knows what the answer was?
Can we get food truck guy in here? Can I go out and get him?
Yeah.
Let me go try and do that.
Okay, right. So I'll do my stick here about, so who won? The Chinese or the Thai guy? And you know what my daughter
said? It was a Thai.
It was a Thai. So I said, she said to me, Thai. So I said, Zoe, you mean it was a Thai? The Chinese didn't win? No, Daddy. So seriously, this is what we went through. So you ever have like an inside joke with someone? Like whoever it is? This happened to be father and daughter. And I would always ask her, who won? Chinese or the Thai restaurant? It was a Thai. So they both didn't win. And then she'd go on, oh my God, Daddy, no, I like Thai food better. So that's what happens in life. So Thai food is really cool. It's all made fresh to order. She also owns, her name is Angie, and she makes food with love. And she's there in Dunedin. And she's right where the subway is on Dunedin. Mm-hmm. It's called the Blue Sake.
Blue Sake.
Oh,
yes.
Right there.
Yes. It's all made to order, and the food is fantastic. So right now they're going out to the Fat Jack's food truck, and they're making steaks and stuff like that. We did the prayer. If one person gets anointed and healed from this show, I believe that if you change one person's life, you change the world.
You know, not for nothing, but their food truck is kind of very, it stands out. It's got like this silhouette of a guy with a hat on. It's got like a, you know, it's pretty fancy. It's got the neon lights around the guy's cowboy hat. It's a pretty cool looking food truck. So if you guys are around town, definitely stop by here. I mean,
706 North Myrtle.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a spiritual story, what happened with Fat Jack's?
Go for it.
So I have a 9-year-old man that comes in. His name is Tony. He opened up his own dog sitting company. So we put all the ads out on the table, and we said, pick out the ad that you think is the best ad in our magazine.
Okay.
So now who's on hold is Fat Jack's. Hey, Roy's in the house. Jack's is on hold, his mother.
Okay.
So he picks out, now this is the first time the mother's on the radio station. She doesn't know, he doesn't know, and guess who the young man picks as the best ad?
Who was it?
While Fat Jack's is on hold. Fat Jack's.
He picks them.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right, so then, like it almost looked like it was a setup, right? Who would think that someone's on hold for the first time and this young man's going to pick the best ad and he picks Fat Jack's? So when the mother got on, she couldn't believe it. Like, she thought we set it up.
It sounded like it was a setup.
But he really did, because you remember, because you were talking about the logo.
Right.
Explain how cool the logo looks and why a 9-year-old would find that interesting.
Well, like I said, it's got the neon lights around it. It's got the cowboy head on there. It's got, it's, you know, it's very flashy, you know. So it's like you can't, you, if you were to drive by it, it's like you have no, like, you just have to look at it. It's because it stands out. I don't know, maybe because it's the lights and just the silhouette of the cowboy. Like, it's not even attached to the truck. It's off the truck. It's like a 3D effect.
Right, Fat Jack's, baby.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have any music we can play? Hey, Roy, you want to come on in? Roy? Yeah. Yeah, come on. Roy's got to look he looks good for TV, right? Roy has a handsome young man. I adopted Roy when he was 8 years old. So what do you think of that? From Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Right? And I say this with Roy. It's like, you know, you have your son or your daughter or whoever. And you know what I'm really, put the headset on. What I'm really proud of, he does his own business, and he's been in the first chair, and he's very successful. He drives a Mercedes. What does that tell you? Right? Brand new Mercedes.
Brand new.
Right. Which he paid for himself. Right? And he did all this on his own. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make that horse drink.
That's right.
But if you can get that horse to float on its back, you got a hell of a horse. So what Roy did is he was best man at two different weddings. And you know, you would think the success of his business, that he's never in controversy. I always tell you this, that the fact that two people chose him, friends from high school, chose him to be the best man, tells you a little bit about his character and his heart. So tell us, Roy, what you do at Helena's Hair Design.
Well, I am a licensed cosmetologist. I've been a licensed cosmetologist now for about 16 years, going on 17 years now. I do men and women's hair. I do cuts, colors, waxing, tweezing, highlights, low lighting, just name it. I've been there at the salon there for 16 years now. So
awesome. Yeah. What's your most rewarding part about being at a salon?
Well, actually, it's dealing with the public. I love dealing with people. Like,
always keeping that smile.
Yeah.
Keeping that positive.
That's right.
So, Brian was mentioning that he's adopted you since you were 8 years old from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. So, are you originally born in Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, do you ever visit Puerto Rico?
Yes, I was just there last year.
Okay, okay.
Last year, I went to Puerto Rico, and then I went to the Virgin Islands.
Okay. What part of Puerto Rico are your families from?
Ponce,
okay. I have a lot of family out there, again, in Fajardo and different parts of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking, you know?
And then tell them where you're going, because you always travel the world. Where's the newest place you're going?
Portugal. I'll be going to Portugal on July 30th through August 10th.
And okay. Where'd you go last year? Iceland?
I went to Iceland last year for 2 weeks.
And the year before that?
Switzerland and Italy.
Yeah, so he travels the world, right? I'm very proud of him.
Well,
right?
So am I. I mean, I've only been to New York and Florida. I got a boring life, I guess.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're really proud of you. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can call 727-736-3446, or you can call my other number. It's 727-678-5044.
Oh, my God. Right, look at this.
Look at Philly.
Philly cheesesteaks.
They're on sliders.
They're on sliders, baby. Fat Jacks.
Hey, Mark, are you doing?
All right, he's a test.
This is the test. Everybody have one. Fat Jacks.
Fat Jacks will be out with some more stuff, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
What's going on?
Sounds amazing. You want one? This is, so we're Southwest Painting. Oh, there he is. Just pass that over to him real quick. So tell us what's going on. Why should someone paint? This is a player, too. You ever meet someone that you know is a player? There are some people, I can't get them to spend money on advertising, right? And they have, you just know they're not players, right? Not to say you can't be successful, and you don't have to advertise to be successful. So I don't want to, like, that's true. But you're a player, and you know what I mean by that.
Not
say
really.
Yes. Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
You are. He's a man that's willing to spend money on advertising, right, and promote. And he had a big operation. What town were you in? You had a big operation?
Indiana.
And then he comes down here, but he comes out here with both guns blazing, right? He doesn't stick his toe in the water. You're the type of guy that will jump in the water.
You have to.
Hey, wow. All right, so tell us about what you're doing.
Look at this. Make money.
Fat Jacks is making us
fat.
Oh,
wow. Look at that. Now that's for TV. Wow, fat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's like.
Show that to the camera.
That's
that
a camera shot? Jump up, guys. Get some of this.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me get the other chair. If I can.
You're fine.
Cut it. There we go.
You're fine. They're doing it.
Perfect.
So tell us about your painting company real quick. Give us a little
insight. Southwest Painting and Pressure Washing Service.
Talk in the mic.
And 727-477-1957. We've been in the Largo area for, 6 months? But in Indiana, we were there for 4 years.
Well, I'm chewing while I'm talking to you, Pat Jacks.
I can see that.
So can you put that up to the TV, like, so people can see the food?
Looks good.
To the screen? We got cameras in here.
I mean, you got YouTube. You got cameras over here. You got cameras over there.
All right.
I'm sure they're going to get an angle of it.
Steak and cheese.
Yeah, steak and cheese. Look at that.
And I had two pieces of pizza.
Don't let it slide off.
Well, there you go. Anyhow, what do you think of that, Roy?
That looks very tasty.
Does Fat Jack, you want to come in here, Fat Jack? Come on in.
Fat Jack.
That Jack.
Oh, my God. We got a party. Come on, Fat Jack.
We got a party going on here. We got wings and burgers and more wings and cheese steaks.
And I was worried there wasn't going to be enough food.
I told you Danny was going to take care of us.
Oh, man, Danny.
And here he is, the man himself.
Right.
Come on,
sit down and let's talk to Danny.
What a mess.
Southwest Painting.
We got a...
Give take the mic.
We got a 97-cent... square foot special as well.
There you go.
And this so, got onions and peppers, and this has got...
Just onions on that one. How far do the mics away? Just like this?
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
Yeah, okay. I got to say, because you guys are witnesses, because you can say stuff that's bull. Who, for the last 6 months, have I said is the best place I eat?
Fat Jacks.
And you're not even here.
I know.
Did you hear the story where the kid picked out your logo?
I love that little kid, page 16, right?
Yeah, do you remember when he picked out? Your grandma was on, your mom?
That's cool, yeah, she's a grandma.
And then she thought we set it up.
Nah.
He picked out the best looking ad, and then it was Angel that described your logo. So tell us about Fat Jacks.
Well, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I moved down here in 93, and I worked in like this industry my whole life. And I came from a small town, and the wing recipe is the same one from up there. And I just learned how to work. You know, I was 13 working in as a bar back in kitchens and just doing wedding parties and just learned.
You worked your way up.
And, yeah, well, I'm still even, so we're not going up yet. That's right. You know what I'm saying. But
okay,
then,
we got to say goodbye. So thanks, Fat Jacks.
Fat Jacks.
Who's Fat Jacks, baby?
Thanks, Fat Jacks.